Blog Talk Radio.
Win 182, coming to a ring, cage, or gym near you. Very soon, February, around the corner. Fight will be in Los Angeles. I got a refund from Vegas because I found a fight. Yeah. Well, there's a heavyweight fighter, that's supposed to get knocked out by me, but I have a backup, so another heavyweight. So you already know that whoever I beat, Marines, boxers, Navy SEALs, they all lose. Anyways, something I want to point out. What an irony. Okay, I called the UFC gym today. I want some fights at the UFC gym. You know, when I busted that Marine's jaw, right when I dumped my ex-wife Daria and I came back from Ukraine. That's unbelievable, because I was literally on a huge winning streak in Ukraine, just destroying everybody, and I come right back after a divorce and I just continue winning fights. That's what I'm saying. Like they say, like a lot of great fighters in the past, like their wives ruined them. But hey, listen, my wife didn't ruin me. I dumped her, and you know, it's still, like, I'm way over her now. I'm saying it didn't ruin me. I'm unbreakable because I know that I'm going to, the next girl that I settle down with, fiance, engaged, married, you know, I'm talking to a nice girl, you know, she's hot and everything. She said she's going to come, but she said she's going to come, like, towards the summer. That's kind of, it's pretty long, you know, but we'll see, you know, we'll see how interested she's going to be acting. If she's, so far, sorry, it's pretty good, but anyways, I called this a UFC gym. Now, to all you delusional haters, attention, please. You idiots, every time I beat somebody's ass on video, whether it's a heavyweight Marine, a heavyweight boxer, a heavyweight MMA fighter, a heavyweight Muay Thai fighter, or the cruiserweight Muay Thai champion that I beat, which was one of my greatest boxing victories of all time. Anyways, everybody who I beat, or most people, should I say, you clowns accuse me of assault. You people accuse me of, oh, you told him, oh, it's sparring, and then you just started, you went off on him, blah, blah, blah. Hey, clowns. I called the UFC gym. I could have recorded them. I could have recorded the next day. Listen, I'm telling you, these motherfuckers are fake. This is exposing you people. You people, every time I beat somebody's ass, a real fighter's ass at a gym, that's why I explained to you why I beat Jill Zavala at a fitness gym. Why I beat many others, Gonzalez, Jill Zavala, Southpaw Sill, some of my best wins came in a fitness gym. Well, of course it's better in the ring, but what I'm about to explain to you, I called the UFC gym, right? You delusional dorks always tell me, oh, but why don't you go to a real boxing or MMA gym? Oh, I'm about to explain right now. I did. And I went over there. Oh, yeah, the Bellator guy, we had beef. That's why we fought full out, you know. We had beef, so that's an exception. But anyways, the guy picks up the phone. Well, yesterday I called, and he said there was some dude. He's about to make his Bellator debut. His name is Josh. He's a heavyweight. I said, bring him on. Let's do it. They're like, well, you're going to have to talk to him. He's like, he's going to be in tomorrow. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll call tomorrow. I called today. He wasn't in. So I spoke to some other dude at the UFC gym. I told him, Charlie Z, undefeated world champion. I'm a boxer, striker, stand up fighting only. You know, no ground, not a ground fighter. I'm a knockout artist, in other words. And they tell me, well, first I said, do you guys allow full contact boxing? No headgear, filming allowed, small gloves. In other words, a real hardcore fight. Do you allow that? You know what he said? Oh no, sorry, sir. We only do light sparring. Oh my god, man! No, I swear, I was like literally, like I was about to burst, like just like how I laugh now. I was about to burst out laughing when he said that. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, light sparring? He's like, yes, sir. We only do light sparring. I'm like, well, apparently I got the wrong number because I'm a real champion, man. Thank you. Have a nice day. There you go. Now, breathe back, Steve Almighty, if you're not the same person. Delusional haters, give it up, okay? These are not real fight gyms. These are paid professional actor scams. the fuck more proof do you want? He just said they don't allow full contact boxing. What the fuck? What is the point? I wouldn't be able to light spar anybody. I have so much power in my hands that as soon as I see an opponent in front of me, I just want to tear his head off. Headgear, big gloves. I'm not going to do that shit. What the fuck? Sparring doesn't count. All my fights, nobody has headgear on. Everybody who I punch, they get hit with bombs. They get fucking TKO'd, KO'd, whatever. They lose. These are real fights. And you're going to throw it because you can't say shit about the fight, the result, because I perform at such a high, supreme level. You go, oh, but why wasn't I in the ring? And when I win in the ring, you come up with new excuses. Oh, but you're all fucking deluded. You're all fucking sick in the head. And 182 is coming soon, very soon. And I can't wait to score that win and upload it through my phone on YouTube and laugh at you sick motherfuckers, man. They want to downgrade and defame the greatest of all time. You can say what you want to say, but like I said, my boxing channel, you go on my boxing channel, the proof is in the fucking pudding, motherfuckers. No matter what you say, what you write, what you type, what video, what spam you put, I posted a video of me knocking out Deontay Wilder yesterday. You saw it? Slow motion. You can clearly see me hitting him with that left hook. We both hit each other, but my hit was far superior than his. Listen, there's nothing to explain. It's on video, man. I showed black people that fight. His own people said that he lost and that he cheap-shotted. Real fans, not these degenerates on the internet that follow HBO. I'm talking about real people, you know what I mean? Like, that actually, I sold about, you know, see, 7 shirts. I sold a lot of shirts. That was the first shirt from the internet. Real fans that see me in real life. Yo, champ. Yeah, Raj's brother asked me for a free shirt. I'm like, no, dude. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I appreciate your support. Ain't no, it's free, son. Yeah, fighting for pride for free, definitely. But, you know, when it comes to business and, you know, yeah. I knocked his ass out. Oh, Wilder? Yeah, I did. Yeah, these idiots, they're fucking obsessed with that second fight because, you know, he got a lucky punch. But right before, I actually saw the body shots I hit him with. Those are some hard-ass body shots. Look, that wasn't my best fight, but a win is a win. He wasn't letting me get up because if I got up, I would have knocked him the fuck out again. Look, I have a solution. Okay, in the ring, I got the better of Wilder, and they're saying that he got the better of me outside the ring. But he still lost by disqualification. But in the ring, there is no question. There is no debate. There is absolutely no debate, no argument that I beat Deontay Wilder one-sided in the ring. I mean, he flew. Okay, my side hit the ropes. His back, he was falling. Look at the video. He was falling down. The ropes held him up. If the ropes were not there, Deontay Wilder would have dropped and got knocked out. You know what I'm saying? He would have hit his head against something. He was knocked out for about two, three seconds at least when I hit him. He was out of his feet for like 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Yeah, for at least 3 seconds, Deontay Wilder was knocked out by Charlie Zelenoff in the ring. Yeah. And see, the ESPN Boxing, why do you think they smeared that footage? They only want to talk about the DQ victory. And, you know, these idiots, vice versa, everything. If Wilder once shot at me in the ring, like I did to him, and then I came out angry and trying to get revenge, and then, you know, we started fighting outside the ring. We're both landing. I'm landing a little more. And then, you know, I knock Wilder down and I throw at him while he's down. I don't let him get up. Do you think ESPN would still call it a victory for me? No, they would say Wilder knocked me out in the ring and then I cheap shot at him outside of the ring. That's what they would say. They're in denial. They're delusional. Of course they're going to back their mainstream guy no matter what happens, no matter what the result is. They're going to back him. If I knock him out cold, they'll say, oh, he slipped, or it was just a lucky punch. These people, like I said, they're fake. How can you explain that? UFC? This bum Dana White and his, oh, the UFC, the UFC. I mean, the UFC is just a bunch of wrestlers that have no idea how to strike. But the thing is, why do you have a cage? Why do you have a ring? So you can light spar? What the fuck? My God. And these delusional clowns, they call my real title fights, well, they say that I trick my opponents into light sparring, and then I beat the fuck out of them, you know, unsuspectingly. That is bullshit. That is fucking bullshit. But my fight with Gino Escrow, we were throwing, it was bombs away the whole fucking fight. He knew he was in a fight. He was throwing back at really hard hooks at me, and I still beat his ass. Mario throwing hard hooks at me. Man, listen, I have nothing to prove. Nothing. The reason why I continue to fight is because I love to win. I love the feeling. When I punch my opponent in the jaw, in the face, and when my hand is raised, each and every single time, it is a feeling that money cannot buy. It is a feeling that only the GOAT can feel. That's it. I love to win, and I'm 181-0, soon 182. When I get to 200, I will go out on top. On top as the greatest ever. I will come back, of course, in 2018, but I'm saying that's finally when I'm going to get my long-awaited break, man. I fight every month, man. Last year, I fought from January to December, literally every single month. No boxer's ever done that, man. Nobody. Now, I mean, obviously, no fake mainstream boxer's ever done that. I'm talking about, like, bare-knuckle fighters fight pretty often. No bare-knuckle fighter ever fought 12 months. Well, I fought 17 months in a row, I'm saying, in a whole year, 12-month span. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody ever will do it. That's why I'm the GOAT. But yeah, man, it's, can I say, it's, I trained pretty hard, and most of the time I don't even train for my fights. I just naturally, wait, what? How do they cheat? Oh, Wilder got knocked out in the ring, and they didn't film everything, man. I said that after I beat him in the ring, I came right back in the room where the ring is, and I told Wilder that I fucked him up. See, I didn't realize that it was a TKO, but, like, I knew I hit him hard. And this idiot just storms out of the fucking ring, you know. I wasn't, you know, like, prepared for a second fight, you know what I'm saying? Because I beat him in the first fight. It was not close. It was just one hitter quitter. And then he had all these people. You notice he had his cameraman right next to him. He had his people right next to him. He's a pussy, man. I brought one person, and you know what I'm saying? He brought, like, 10 people. Well, let him act that hard. Let him rematch me. Let me bring my people. I'm telling you, at LA fucking Fitness, where people knew me because I smashed so many motherfuckers there, Wilder was not saying a fucking word. He was holding on to his phone, calling his backup. Dude looked scared. I was talking shit to him. They were filming everything. And guess what? They didn't put it on YouTube. Yeah, but when I hit him with that left hook, I made him look bad. Four, two, three. I don't see you, man. Yeah, buy the shirts. Yesterday I sold one. I already sold, like, a lot, man. You know, in real life, like, to real life fans, man. But yeah, shout out to Nucky Thompson, man. That's I don't know if he wants his real name. That's not his real name, but this is, he proved he's a fan, man. So. You know, much respect to the UK, England, for buying Charlie's Own Off merchandise. They told me it's an honor. It's actually an honor to have fans across the world from a different country. And, you know, I'm actually the one that's supposed to be honored. So, but yeah, thanks for buying the GOAT shirts, man. 423, you're on air with the champ, Charlie's Own Off. What's up?
Charlie Z, what's up, baby?
How you doing?
Doing all right, man.
Always, man. 181-0.
That's right. I just called in, man. Big Five fan. Been following you for years. Been going through some of the tapes from some of the guys that actually, you know, are club fighters. Something I think that's not really mentioned in your fights. Got a lot of haters out there for sure.
Wait, who's a club fighter?
No, I'm talking about the club fighters that I hang with, you know, I've followed you for years, and a lot of what people fail to realize in some of your fights is that you have a technique and a speed that people don't recognize. And these haters that get online, you know, they want to talk trash. These guys are clearly not boxing fans, clearly have very little knowledge of boxing.
Yeah, no knowledge at all. They're mentally ill, man. They're WWE fans, man. They like show chair throwing, stage press conferences. They like that. They don't like real fights where two motherfuckers just square up and duke it out. They don't like that, man. They're not about real shit. Man.
Exactly, man. But something I noticed going through some of your fights, man, is that these haters, man. Not once have I ever seen one of them say anything about your technique. They want to talk trash, trying to get into technicalities of why a fight should be recognized, why a fight should not be recognized. A true analyst of boxing is going to recognize the ability to either shut down opponents within one round or to be able to strike and not get hit. And a lot of these techniques I see where you come into the body, but that jab, I mean, I've counted hundreds and hundreds of jabs where you got in, which is an insult. To get in on a man that's supposed to be a pro and jab to the body without getting caught and get out, I mean, that's what Olympic boxers trained for years, because a lot of amateur and Olympic boxers, you know, it's scored upon points. You know, most of your fights are all knockouts, you know, or, you know, technical knockouts. But the point is that which one of these haters have ever stopped for a minute to look at the technique? They just want to talk about the drama. Why?
Exactly.
But
No, what you're saying makes sense. But no, these haters are sick people, man. I've encountered a few in real life. They're just brave at home, man, behind the keyboard with their doors locked, man. They're pussies, man. I'm telling you, man. I went to the gym to look for a fight. The jab to the body worked against Jill Zavala, Derek the Giant. Well, with Wilder, I had to throw bombs. He's tall, and he's, you know, he likes to throw those sloppy haymakers. We had to duke it out. But
I got a question for the haters, man. I got a question for the haters, though. Is it all right to ask a question for the haters on here, man? I got a question to the haters. Name me one boxer other than Charlie Z that's willing to walk in gyms, on the street. It doesn't matter. Without a crew that will walk in somewhere solo, challenge somebody.
Challenge everybody.
Alone. With no money on the line, no no medical examination, no catch weight, none of that BS, man. There's not anybody else to do that. When's the last time you saw one of these phony, you know, fake fighters do that? They don't do that. Name one of these keyboard trolls, you know, of these haters that's done that. They haven't done that, man.
Yeah, very well said. Well, I saw Chuck Liddell. I challenged him. He backed out. I could have dropped him, but he was with his fucking wife and kid. I was like, I'll get him next time. You know what I mean? It's just not a good time.
You know, and which one of these haters said, hey, that's the right thing to do for a man? They don't give you credit for that kind
of
stuff.
Fuck them, bro. Fuck their credit. They're a bunch of ill people, man. I don't need their credit. I got people buying my shirts left and right now. Look, man.
I'm just saying,
no.
Man. Like, they want to
no,
call you
right,
out.
No, you're right, bro. You're right. But I'm telling you, they're never going to give me credit, man. I get credit from real-life fans. I signed autographs on video. I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's just the way it is. All athletes, supreme athletes, like myself, like, you know, other supreme athletes in different sports, they all have fans and haters. You know, with me, it's a little extreme on the internet, but like I said, in real life, people acknowledge everything I've done. And you know,
yes,
these
haters. Critics,
these haters,
these critics, man, like, you have.
No, they're annoying. I agree. Very annoying. Very, very, you know, unpleasant to, you know. But I block the comments, and they ask me, like, why do you block the comments? I'm like, so I won't read your delusional bullshit, you know what I mean? It's, you know, it's, fuck that distraction, you know. So, hey, I'm preparing some humble pie for them, though. 182, man.
But,
trust me.
But I mean, is it okay if they are going to be critics? Are they not supposed to acknowledge like any? Okay, they want the drama. They want this mainstream staged fighting stuff. This is what they recognize. Do not their own people that they follow, when they have an opponent, do they not recognize the strengths as well as the weaknesses in these people that they are fighting or they are critiquing? They do, you know? But yet, yeah, but these people don't. I mean, you'll hear different trainers talk about, yeah, this guy, this is his strength, this is his weakness, we still plan to win. This is guy's got this going for him, this guy's got that going for him, you know, or this weakness. But these guys, man, they don't acknowledge any strengths. They don't acknowledge any of the skill, any of the guts. They don't acknowledge any of the positive attributes that, whether they love you or whether they hate you, they have to recognize, man.
Yeah.
They can't sit there so one-sided. I mean, I know that's what haters do, but they follow this dramatized stuff where even the people that they follow do this. So not only are they phony fight fans, they're phony boxing analysis. They're just
yeah, all those
their
boxing
minds are
analysis, like, you know, just like NBA. I'm a big basketball fan. NBA, a lot of those commentators, they're full of shit, man. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You know what I mean? So same with these bots on the internet. It's just, you know, well, volume punching, it works. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I fight, like you saw in my last recorded fight against the U.S. Marine, I came at him and the guy quit in like fucking 20 seconds or some shit, you know, and beat 14 Marines, you know what I mean?
I agree.
I even took a Navy SEAL, bro. Navy SEALs are much stronger than any paid professional actor, boxer, and television, man. Come on, Navy SEALs are trained to fucking murder.
I agree, man. I lost a fight to a Navy SEAL on the street once, but regardless, I said I lost a fight to a Navy SEAL. There ain't no joke, you know, on the street. But I mean, these clowns, man, they don't get in the ring. They just sit back and talk, man. How many fights do you have, you know, recorded? How many do they have recorded?
Out of 181, I'd say at least 100, 110 maybe.
Yeah, but how many do they have recorded? They don't have any. Very few of them have any fights recorded, except for the, you know, some of the bigger names. Even your opponents have fights recorded. But your haters, they have very little to show, man. Except for words. I mean, they got words. That's it.
Yeah, that's all they are. They're clowns, man. Like I said, they're gonna be eating that humble pie, man. Once they get that 182, man, they're all. Because I actually train for this fight. I usually don't even train for my fights. I just naturally just go to the gym and I just knock on these huge heavyweights, you know, these 6'5". So the last opponent I beat, he was a 205 kickboxer, 205 pounds. Got him with a left hook in the ear, temple area. Got him in the right spot. He quit.
Yeah, I mean, they want to talk about Canelo and how he ducks people at certain weights. I mean, you don't duck anyone, dude.
I'll drop him with the first flurry or first hook. He's too small.
I mean, you
small.
Seek out the heavyweights. You seek out heavyweights. You call out heavyweights.
I beat
heavyweights, no one...
bro. It's more than call
exactly.
out. I beat heavyweights. Jules Zavala, Deontay,
man.
Derek. These guys, Canelo does not want to share the same ring with them, man. He's, hell no. I'd murder him. There's only one small guy that I want to knock out. I wouldn't mind whooping the shit out of Triple G, but if I had to, like, because there's a history, because I got beef with the Mayweathers, and Mayweather Sr., I knocked him out, and that fight went fucking crazy viral. People are still talking about it. It's been like 5-6 years, 2011. Floyd Jr., I would break right through his guard, just like I broke through his daddy's guard, and I would drop him, except I wouldn't be fatigued. I would be 100%. Stamina, speed, power, you know, my long jab, my power, my speed, my height, my reach, I'd be all wrong for Floyd, man. He doesn't want to see me. I beat Deontay. I beat his daddy, and I would beat him. He doesn't want to see me. He's way too small. Way too small.
Yeah, but name me one of these haters that would step in the ring with any of those guys without headgear, you know.
They wouldn't even do it with headgear, bro.
I know.
They wouldn't.
That's
you
what
could
I'm
put
saying.
A football helmet on these motherfuckers, and they wouldn't step in the ring with the motherfuckers I beat, man.
And who's willing to walk in a gym and call out pro fighters solo?
Well, I'm the ultimate pro, so I mean, you know, I gotta do it. I gotta do what I gotta do. I mean, I'm the champ. You know, I'm pro. The ultimate pro as far as skill level goes, man. You know what I mean?
But I just don't see how they can hate on you and say he's a coward. But yet they won't even come close. I mean, some of the pros that they supposedly are fans of are ducking some of the same people that you go in there and you fight for free.
Yeah. I don't duck and dodge anybody, man. I don't take, like, these internet clowns, like these trolls, serious whenever there's, like, a call-out video or whatever. Yeah, I don't. I go to gyms. I beat world-class fighters, like black belt martial artists, U.S. Marines, you know what I'm saying, heavyweight boxers, you know, real heavyweight boxers, you know, you need to watch a fight. You need to watch a fight. I beat a Muay Thai champion. He was ninjutsu. He did ninjutsu too. He was like 20-0. I gave him his first loss. And then all his fights were like in front of crowds and all that shit, referees and judges and all that bullshit. Yeah, I fought him in a fucking fitness gym and I beat this guy's ass. I mean, that just goes to show that, you know, I'm the best. And that guy was really good, man. Like, he was. You didn't see that fight? The fucking, that slick Muay Thai dude with that ninja stance, he was trying to be all showboat and flashy, and, you know, I fucked his ass up.
Well, man, I hope 2017 is good to you, Charlie, man. Like I said, man, you got good fans, man. You got real fans. Don't let these haters get you down. Take care. Keep doing what you do. And, you know, we're out here supporting you, man. And there's a lot of us fight fans and real fight fans that recognize some of the skill. These clowns don't even have the ability to notice. A lot of strengths you have that they don't even mention. A lot of contradictions that they make with their mouth. And I guess it's all easy to do behind a keyboard, man. But anyways, keep doing what you do, Charlie. Hope 2017 is good to you, man. And we'll keep in touch, man.
Thanks for your respect, man. You have a good one, bro.
You too, man.
Peace out. Yeah, so. Well, yeah. Well, the caller just called us, right? Listen, man, one thing that's bothering me is that the haters, you know, you can't acknowledge these people, man. Yeah, it's fine to laugh at them, you know, after each victory, but it's like, no, everything what this guy just said was correct, but, you know, It's time to just look, to completely ignore these haters, like act like they're just not there. Like start making radios without mentioning them. He mentioned them, so I was just saying, they're just ill people, you know, who there's nothing to analyze about them. They're ill people. They're sick, you know. I mean, I can knock out 10 people at the same time on video. They're gonna be like, oh, you sucker punched all 10 of them. I mean, they're sick. They're not gonna acknowledge. Real people acknowledge the GOAT. Fake people don't want to acknowledge it. Why would I want acknowledgement from a bunch of mentally ill people known as the haters? That's it. But yeah, so as far as the female department, well, no, I'm not getting back with my ex-wife, Daria. I mean, she hit me up, you know, like, remember, she hit me up like more than a few times. I'm like, what do you want? And she's like, oh, I just want to say Happy New Year. I'm like, oh, I see, Happy New Year. That's not really what you wanted to say. That was her way. That was just her pickup line, how to get me back, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, she really wants me, but I'm over her, man. I'm talking to another girl, and this girl says she's going to come in the summer, and it's like maybe sooner, maybe like April, May, you know, towards the summer. It's a pretty long time, but, you know, we'll see what's cracking, man. If this girl's really... Look, man, I was married for 2 years, man, you know. Me being a player and all that right now, I'm not really being... Well... Kind of I am, but I'm just trying to find the one. That's why it's like I'm talking to like 4 or 5 different girls and none of them know about each other. That's why if one flakes, then I got another one. If another flakes, then I got this one. You know what I mean? And that's how I'm going to do it. And then the one that's left, like, all right, well, this is it. Boom, she's the one. I'm picking her. That's why it's just better this way. And plus, in a few days, I'm going to this club. They have a lot of hot chicks out of there, so I'm definitely going to get some pussy. Yeah, I'm looking forward. Yeah, 182, it's going to be a slaughter. It's going to be a savage beatdown. Slaughter. I'm going to come out throwing bombs like I always do. And I'm going to hit this guy with bad intentions. And I'm going to hit whichever heavyweight I fight, whichever fighter I fight, I'm going to hit him in the face as many times as I can, as hard as I can, as fast as I can. Well, I may hold back the power. We'll see. It's going to be hard, though. I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. And I'm going to upload the fight on fucking YouTube. And that's it. Yeah, go watch the video when I hit Deontay Wilder. I posted in slow motion. You could tell... 100% that crushed Deontay. So, look, man, like I said, if he wants redemption in the ring, because he clearly lost in the ring, here's what we can do. Fuck this TMZ bullshit. They're going to talk shit no matter what. They're instigators. They're critics. They're delusional fucking sorry-ass motherfuckers. Fuck TMZ. And Wilder even told me this. He was like, yeah, fuck all that TMZ shit. Let's do this. If we're gonna fight again, let's do this. We'll only put it on YouTube. I'm like, perfect. Let's do it. But then he backed out. The offer's still out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he actually said he wants to do it, but he backed out. You know what I mean? And that's here's the thing. I mean, I don't really see a point of a rematch. I fucking crushed him. The second fight, I mean, I won by DQ. It wasn't my best, but I crushed him in the ring. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, fans want to see a trilogy. You know, usually trilogies happen when it's 1-1, but it's 2-0. But they're saying that, you know, since he did a lot better in the second fight than he did in the first fight, then there should be a trilogy. But you guys do realize if I beat Wilder again, that's going to be 3-0. Clean sweep, motherfucker. 3-0 versus Wilder. When I beat him again, if we fight. The if is for if we fight. If we actually fight again, it's not a if, it's when I beat him. Are you serious? All the fucking, after beating Wilder, all that hate speech I received for beating Wilder, I'm gonna put him in the hospital if I ever fight him again. I hit a lot harder. I'm a lot faster. I'm a lot more experienced. I won a lot more fights. I would actually train very hard. I would be mentally and physically prepared. I was physically and mentally prepared last time. I was a little caught off guard. You know, I didn't really think it was he was going to show up. He did show up, and then I showed him. But listen, both Wilder and Dijon know that they lost to me, and they lost to me when I wasn't at my prime. I may have been approaching my prime, but now I'm literally in my prime. Charlie Zelenoff is boxing, the greatest of all time. Yeah, the guy that called in, he said that my jab to the body was very impressive. No, yeah, thanks, man, but I'm not going to come out like no jabs to the body. The next fight, hooks to the face, multiple hooks to the face. Remember my words. As soon as I start landing him hooks to the face, he's going to quit or get knocked out. It's a wrap. 182-0 coming up.